Welcome. We're going to discuss credit management. What is credit? Credit is when goods, services, or money is received in exchange for a promise to pay a definite sum of money at a future date. So why would a person want to use credit anyway? Well, first we need to discuss how is credit obtained, right? Borrower is in need of credit. They need capital. They need cash. A borrower is a person or organization that is receiving the money, right? So why would a lender assess a borrower's credit worthiness before granting credit, right? Why would they do that? What would be the responsibility of doing so? Why would they want to understand a person's history as far as repayment is concerned? So the borrower requests to receive credit from a lender, right? The lender is a person or organization who has the resources to provide the borrower money, such a financial institution, commercial bank. Lenders determine whether to grant the borrower credit based on perceived credit worthiness. There's a whole lot of factors that go into perceived credit worthiness, right? Credit worthiness and individual's ability and willingness to pay back the money. There are a whole host of characteristics that entail credit worthiness. Paying back credit. If approved, the borrower will receive money from the lender, that is, if they are approved. Now, why would a lender charge a borrower interest, right? Well, a borrower is usually expected to pay interest in addition to the money borrowed, right? That is for the bank or the financial institution or the lending company or the lending party. That is their return for the risk of letting somebody borrow the capital. The borrower pays money back in form of interest payments. So closed-end versus open-end credit. So let's look at the characteristics of closed-end credit, right? It's a one-time loan specified in the application, right? What is it for? Well, we're specifying in the application. One-time loan, I need this so that I can pay this back. Usually, its payments are specified number of equal payments. The loan amount is agreed upon during the application process. And the mortgage, this is where you'll get the examples of a closed-end credit mortgage. Car loans or student loans are examples of closed-end credit. So now let's discuss open-end or what is known as revolving credit, right? Kind of like a credit card or line of credit, right? It's credit extended in advance. May be used for a variety of purposes, right? You need quick cash infusions into your business and you're able to get $1 million line of credit that is revolving. So when I paid, let's say I maxed out the $1 million, I pay half of it back. Now I have another $500,000 that I can put back in the business if I need to, or I can hold it back and have ammo for when I need it, if I need to infuse my company again with capital. So a lot of times banks will offer line of credit. Open-end credit varies, can be paid in one payment or a series of equal or unequal payments, right? So it's just when I pay it back, it's like having a credit card, but a big credit card. The loan amount can be increased, right? So I can get an extension on my line of credit. I can have $1 million line of credit, and if I'm doing well with that $1 million line of credit, the bank may say, well, hey, we're going to give you a $2 million line of credit because you're doing so well with the $1 million line of credit, right? So $1 million line of credit can be taken out on a credit card given to you by the bank or the financial institution. What type of lending do financial institutions provide, right? So the closed-ended credit, we kind of spoke about this a second ago, but a 15 to 30-year mortgage is a typical type of closed-ended credit. A home equity loan, you come back and you take some of the value out of your home for whatever personal needs you may have. And then a car loan, 3, 5, 6 year standard time horizons on a car loan. And then student loans, right? Service credit, sell cable internet utilities, right? So we can get service credit. So if we've take advantage of a discount or a rebate or something like that, that can be a type of credit that we receive back. Open-ended credit, line of credit, a pre-established amount that can be borrowed on demand with no collateral from the bank. You get a line of credit, it's a credit card. bank, credit card, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, right? You know collateral necessary, your credit worthiness deems your size of line of credit and interest rate, and you go from there. So it's an open line of credit. If I max out that line of credit and then I pay it, half of it back, now I still have half of the line of credit to use. It's different than a closed-ended loan where as I pay down my mortgage, I'm just paying back the bank, and now I don't have access to that money that I paid back because I'm just paying back the loan, where an open line of credit is a revolving door. What is a credit card? A pre-approved credit which can be used for the purchase of goods and services now and payment for them later. May continue to borrow as long as the credit limit or the maximum dollar amount loaned is not exceeded. Credit limit varies based upon the cardholder's perceived credit worthiness. Advantages and disadvantages to using credit. So number one, advantages. Let's check those out. Convenient payment tool, right? So if I have $1 million line of credit and I need $250,000 right now, I just put it on the credit card, right? Useful for emergencies, emergency cash, something arises that we're not anticipating, right? And we've got a lot of cash locked up and it's not very liquid because it's in raw materials. And, you know, we have a big machine breakdown and we don't have enough cash to fix it. So now I've got a line of credit from the bank and now we can get the machine fixed so we can continue operations. Often required to hold a reservation. Right, so if I want to go out of town and we're going to get a hotel and we need to put the credit card down for a reservation. Able to purchase big ticket items and spread out payments. So instead of having, if I want to buy something that costs 10 grand and I don't want to just chuck out 10 grand, I can put it on my credit card and pay it back over time. Protection against fraud. Opportunity to establish a positive credit history. Online shopping is safer than using a debit card. Possibility of receiving bonuses and cash back from credit card usages. Disadvantages. Interest can be costly when a balance is revolved, right? So it's just going to be compounded interest over time, right? So if it takes 3 years to pay back the line of credit, you've just compounded all the interest for 3 years. So you're going to pay a lot more for whatever you bought. Additional penalty fees may apply, right? So let's say we go over our line of credit, right? They may charge us a penalty. Or if we take out cash from our line of credit, they may charge us a penalty. Attempting to overspend, right? We've got a credit card. We know we can pay it back. And payments, we just swipe it, right? Risk of identity theft, responsible for lost and stolen cards. Applying for multiple accounts in a short period of time can lower your credit score. You don't want to have a whole lot of credit out.